What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 386 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our action movies with one word titles. This was a way for me to just pick some random movies, I'll be honest with you, because, you know, picking a theme every month, it's great. But sometimes, like, well, will we ever watch some of these movies? I don't know. Let's just go with one word titles. So far, we watched Swordfish. That was pretty good. We watched Upgrade. That was pretty good. And now this week, we're watching a little movie from 2008 directed by Doug Liman, who did, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Edge of Tomorrow, Born Identity, and now Jumper. So we're going to be doing a little Jumper from 2008. Now, before we do, Alex, had you ever seen this movie, heard of this movie? What was your experience?
I heard of this movie, but I never seen it. This is the first time watch.
I saw this movie back when I was a young lad, 21 years old, in the theater. I really don't remember much except who was in it. So that's pretty much my experience with it until watching it for this. Now, before we get into this review, let's go ahead and give you some of the old Rotten Tomatoes scores, as we usually do. I'm going to be honest with you, these are not impressive numbers for this film. The audience score, I'll start with the audience score this time. Audience score, 44%. So not amazing. However, the critic score is a 15%. So what? Yeah, 15%. So okay. 44 and 15. Alex, do you find these numbers surprising at all?
This is actually, I'm very shocked. That is really low.
Yeah.
Really, really, really low.
15 and 44. Well, yeah. You said you got some financials for this. How did it do? We don't always do, but this is kind of a one-off weirdo movie. I think there's a lot of people. This is one of those movies that I think a lot of people have seen but don't remember seeing. But how well did it do at the box office?
So this movie was at $85 million budget, and it made $225 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. $80 million domestic.
Well, you know what? I did watch some of the special feature on this after, and it was Doug Liman talking about how he he was saying some weird stuff. He was like, this is part of his trilogy of movies where he made big Hollywood movies. The trilogy being Born Identity, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then this, where he wanted to make big budget Hollywood movies that at their heart had a independent story feel. Like, I don't, he said this weird, I'm like, I didn't get that from any of those movies, but okay, sure. Because I think his first movie was a movie called Go, which was sort of like this indie kind of hip 90s movie. And then he came out with these things. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. Now, our lead character is played by none other than the incredible actor that is Hayden Christensen. He's playing a guy named David Rice. What did you think of David Rice?
So I liked him.
Oh,
I like the character. I don't think he should have been played by Christian Haydenson. I feel like he was the wrong pick for this movie for some reason. But in terms of the character, I thought he was pretty cool. He has the ability to jump. Well, teleport. He could teleport to different parts of the world. I think that's an amazing ability. I mean, to be really honest with you, I thought he was pretty cool. But what I don't understand is, like, I mean, I guess this is just like nitpick, but I'm just like, if this guy could just steal money from all over the place and no one is questioning, I'm just like, okay, great. Like, the whole movie could just have billions of dollars, like without even questioning. So anyway, I like him. Very loyal, mad whiny like Anakin in a lot of parts. I was like, geez, Diane Lane is in this movie. She's cute. Christian Stewart is in this movie.
For which one I was like, scene.
What the hell? Yeah.
Also, Samuel Jackson, Michael Rooker is his dad. I'm like, what the heck? I don't remember any of these people. I don't remember Diane Lane or Michael Rooker being in this, but there they were.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I like the other guy better. The
Jamie
guy
Bell.
That, yeah. I thought, that's the guy that was the jumper.
Other guy who jumps.
Yeah. I like him way better. He, I can see, fit this type of mold.
He's kind of reckless. He wants to
Yeah.
Kill. Yeah.
Not the, I don't understand about Christian Haydenson. I don't know. It didn't work with me in this one, but I gave him a 4. I thought he was pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Right. Yeah.
Might be one of these reviews because
Because I'm thinking about it. I said good. I didn't say great.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a 3.
Okay.
I thought he was good.
Well, I gave him a 1. So good thing you're here.
Oh my God.
Good thing you're
really?
Here to help him out. Yeah. I hated this character. First of all, this is our main character. We're supposed to follow this guy. They show him in Michigan, growing up in Michigan. He gets bullied easily. This dude just like messes with him. He likes this girl. He's a soft boy. He's like, oh, I like it. Got you the snow globe. And then he gives her the snow globe. This bully dude just absolutely bullies him in front of everybody. He don't do nothing. Then he takes the snow globe. He throws it out on the ice. And instead of leaving it, this guy's like, I'm going to go get it. Then he picks it up. He's like, you see, it's okay. Look, it's okay. Boom, falls in the water. All of a sudden, he figures out he could teleport without any, there's no source of knowledge of this. He just does it. All right, fine. Now, once he does it once, he just like kind of knows how to do it. Okay, fine. Then he starts robbing banks. So this guy's a criminal. He's not even like, we're not even following a good guy here. We're following a thief. He robs banks for his own gain. He sleeps around. He goes to London. He hooks up with that chick. He's like rich. He has money from every country. He goes in his little thing. He's like, oh, let me take my British money. Oh, let me take my pounds. Let me take my pounds. Let me take my American money. Whatever. Okay. Then his dad, he never went back to visit his dad. They're like, I didn't have much of a dad. I didn't. Like everything about him, he's a whiny punk throughout the whole movie. Even when he grows up, he goes back to Michigan. He sees the girl. He's too scared to talk to her. Then he gets bullied again by the same guy who bullied him when he was 12. They get in a fight. That guy was whooping him. The only reason he won is because he teleported him into a bank vault and got him arrested like a punk. I don't like him. I agree with you. If Jamie Bell was the main character, I would have liked that better. He knows all about the stupid paladins and he has information and he's trying to kill them. He's like, I'm going to kill them. Meanwhile, Hayden Christensen's like, no. I just want to rob banks and be rich. I don't like him. I gave him a 1, but I agree. If Jamie Bell was the lead, at least a 3. He's more interesting. He's funny. Mm. You know, he jumps cars, which is cool. This guy, I don't like him. I gave him a 1. Okay, main villain. Now, the villains are a group called the Paladins. And the leader of them in this movie is Samuel L. Jackson, Mace Windu. And then ultimately, also, we find out that his mom is a paladin. What did you think about the villain element?
Honestly, I gave it a 2. Mm. And I'm not basing it off of Samuel Jackson, because Samuel Jackson was really good in the movie. Diane Lane was really good in 2 parts of the fucking movie. So other than that, I'm giving it a 2 for the organization, because honestly, I don't know what the hell I was watching in terms of the paddling, because the guy is explaining it. And I'm just like, you didn't even start the movie off with at least a battle or who these people are. Give me some type of context of what is going on here. It's just a guy that could teleport. And then all of a sudden you find out halfway through a movie is like, there's a secret organization that is out to kill all these jumpers. What? Like, where is this coming from? Like, the whole freaking 45 minutes, this guy's going, bouncing all over the world, having sex with random women, taking money, and teleporting his apartment for a remote control where he could just walk to it.
Oh, I'm just like, this God, is don't so get me started on that.
So I'm just like, this is so dumb. Like, now all of a sudden there's a secret organization that's out to kill you and it's been around for generations. Whatever, dude. Like, that is so dumb. And then you have Diane Lane, who's the mother of this kid. And what motherly love that she says, I'm going to give you a head start and I love you. Bitch, no. Why did you leave me? Like, well, what the hell is going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gave birth to me. You broke out when I was 5. I come to your house. There's my sister now. Like, now there's a sister. There goes my stepsister. Like, explain to me. Oh, no, I'm going to give you a head start. And that's because I love you. Like, mom, you ain't going to catch me. Let's get crazy now. Like, I would have been like, I didn't like it at all in terms of that. I gave it a 2 for decent because I did like all their weapons and all that stuff. So I gave it an extra point for the weapons because it was going to be a 1. But the weapons were cool. But other than that, yeah, I gave it a 1. I mean,
they're
a 2.
Electric. Sorry. They're electric sticks.
Yeah,
the electric sticks and electric cords. All right. I agree with everything you said. I just hated it more than you. So I gave it a 1.
Oh my God, I already know where we're going with this.
I gave
movie.
It a 1. I'm surprised. I was like, I don't remember this movie. Like I said, I saw it in the theater and I remember thinking it was okay because I bought this on Blu-ray. Now, this was an early Blu-ray. I think it maybe came out in like 2009. Like Blu-ray came out in 2008. So this movie was like an early Blu-ray. So I've had this crap sitting on my shelf for 15 years almost and I never put it back in. And you're right. What are these guys? They do not explain anything about them. They just exist. And one thing I don't like in movies is when this movie's 89 minutes long. It's short. It's super short. And they don't explain anything. Nothing's explained. They don't explain the jumpers at all. Like, we follow them. They don't explain how they got this power, what like how it works. Sometimes he could just look at a picture and he could just go there. There's another time where he wanted to go somewhere and he couldn't go there. Why? Then there's like this whole thing of like, oh, well, when they teleport, it leaves behind this little like smoke. And if we get this box, it can leave it open for a wormhole. And we can, and they just do stuff. Now, this was written by David Goyer, who is very hit or miss when it comes to writing. He wrote like Batman Begins. He was one of the writers on Batman Begins. But then he also like wrote and directed Blade Trinity. So it's a mixed bag with this guy. And this feels, this is based off a novel, by the way, too. There's a book. Mm. And I saw Doug Liman said that all they did was take one scene from the book. The rest of it is all made up for the movie. And I'm like, it feels like it. Because what is going on? They don't explain these paladin people. I don't know who they are. I don't know what kind of organization they are. I don't know how they have all these gadgets. How do they make any money? Samuel Jackson has fake badges for everything. He's NSA, FBI, whoever he wants to be. What are they? Where do they get the funds for this? And why do they hate people who jump so much? They make it like, he's like, only God should have this power. He says that line twice, by the way. So like, if you didn't get it the first time, only God should have the power to be everywhere. Not you. He just seems like a hater. They just seem like haters because they can't jump through time or whatever. I don't know. I agree with you. I didn't like him. And also Diane Lane. She abandoned her son when he was 5 because she noticed that he could teleport. And she said, I can't even raise you because I want to kill you so bad because you're 5 and you can teleport. Like, what kind of lady is this? I hate her. I gave it a 1. All right, action scenes. What do you got?
A soft 3.
Okay.
Like a super soft 3.
Yeah.
One thing I hate in action sequences is like, I hate fast stuff. Like, I like martial arts and I like all that stuff. But what I hate is when it's like with X-Men movies, right? Like, if it's Nightcrawler versus another Ezekiel,
yeah,
right? And they're fighting and they're teleporting all over the place. That shit kind of gets annoying because you just like, you'll just stay stationary and just fight and let me see who's better between the two. But if they're poofing back and forth and they grabbing each other and poof, 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 I'm like, oh, hell no, this shit is whack. And this movie had too much poofs. Like,
yeah. Too much poofs.
Too much poofs. And it took me out of the movie. Like, the first few times, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But when it was this guy chasing him for the detonator, they went from freaking New York City. Then they jumped off the Empire State Building. Then they poofed into Egypt. Then they poofed into San Francisco. Then they were running through the streets of, you know, London and going through cars and then jumping over people. And I'm like, this is stupid. Like, at the end of the by the time you're done, you're just like, it's cool for the first 2 minutes, I guess you want to say, but then it just gets repetitive and you're like, okay, great. Like, there's two dudes that could teleport and they can't fight each other. They just could outrun each other or something. Then you got the Samuel Jackson. I thought those things were fun when there was the dudes with the sticks and they're poofing and then try to get away. I'm like, all right, cool. But I kind of like the other guy. He stood back with the bat and he started fighting these guys. Thought that was pretty cool, but honestly, it's a soft 3, and that's because I like the car chase scene when he poofed the car through the traffic. I thought that was a really creative way to use the power. So I was just like, okay, but honestly, it's a 2, but I gave it a 3 for creativeness.
Oh, okay. So you gave it a soft 3. I'll give it the hard 2. I gave it the hard 2. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. The only part I liked was the car chase scene.
Yeah.
And when he makes the bus teleport, that was pretty cool. When he makes the bus, like rolling and stuff like that, which they actually rolled the bus for that. Again, I watched a little bit of behind the scenes. That was pretty cool. So, okay, other than that, you get very minimal fighting. First of all, David, our boy, our lead character, can't fight. He can't do anything. All he could do is escape and hope for the best. So he sucks. Jamie Bell's cool. Samuel Jackson's he's cool. I did like when he jumps off, when they're in the apartment, he jumps off the thing and lands on the couch with a stick. He's coming after him. Pretty good. You have the Roman Colosseum scene. It's okay. I will say, Doug Liman, he's made a number of movies I really like. He knows how to shoot. He knows how to shoot action, even though I wouldn't say he's a pure action director, but he knows how to shoot action scenes. So nothing looks like horrific here. It's just the concept. I agree with you 1,000,000%. If all you're doing is teleporting everywhere, it's not cool after the first couple of minutes. It's like, okay, well, if you get in big trouble, just teleport. And then when they can't, like when they're tied up in the electrical. They're useless. They can't fight. They never train. Like, this guy has all this money. He never thought, let me train. Like, let me learn how to fight. Even when he went back to Michigan, he gets beat up by that guy who's drunk, by the way. He's not even... He's like, hey, dude, Rice Bowl, it's you. And he lets him call him Rice Bowl, and he lets him beat him up outside. I'm like, oh, my God. So I gave it a 2. It's better than a 1 has to be, like, really horrific. This is not horrific, but it ain't much. And there's not even a lot of action. For an 89-minute movie, no. It should be 60 minutes of action and 20 minutes of talking, because this is gobbledygook anyway. Well, let's get to that. Let's get to the storyline. What did you think of the plot here?
Oh, I gave it a 1. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's a fun movie in a sense of, it's like a teenage type of movie, like a teenager movie you can see has that feel. Like, what's those stupid, like the Maze Runner type stupid movies? Yeah, I mean, I never
like
seen
like
them.
Like a YA novel, like a young adult.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that.
I agree.
For me, it's fun. But when you sit down and you start, like, I could turn off my mind and watch it and go, okay, this is pretty cool. It teleports, the storyline is cool, teenagey, you know. But other than that, the storyline is god awful. You know, you have the Padawans versus the Jumpers, which you don't know why and how long this battle's been brewing for. And
how many,
you
know, Jumpers at least are with, there?
Yeah, how many are there? Because so far, it's only 2 that I know. But then the Chinese kid that got stabbed in the beginning by Samuel Jackson. Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, I really don't know who. Diane Lane saves his son, but then runs away. And I'm just like, what is, like, why? If you hate your son so much, like, why did you save him in the NBC? Like, I don't get that whole dynamic. You understand what I mean? Like, it's so stupid, but it is what it is. I felt bad for Michael Rourke in terms of the character, because I'm like, damn, this dude could teleport, came and say hi to his dad and make him crazy, or bring him a bag of money and leave it there and teleport so he could leave. But no, you're not crazy.
You're not crazy.
He said, poof.
Yep.
So honestly, I didn't engage with the movie in a sense of like storyline wise. I thought it was a fun sci-fi movie, I guess you could say, but you could turn your mind off. Like, I didn't give a shit about the storyline. Whereas like Underworld, right? Because you had beef with this through all 5 or 7 Underworlds with the whole, hi, I'm Selena, and Vikings and vampires been fighting for thousands of years. Like, every movie started with
everyone.
That. But at least we knew for thousands of years, vampires are fighting lycan.
That's true.
In every movie.
That's some light world building.
Yes. Yeah. This one, we don't know how long these people have been going for. And I didn't even know there was a thing called the Padawans in this world of movies. So, yeah, I give it a 1. Just by poor communication to the audience. That's the 1 for.
Yeah, this movie has horrific writing. I don't know who thought to write some of this stuff. Well, clearly David Goyer. Also, Simon Kinberg. Simon Kinberg is a producer on this, by the way. He wrote like some of the X-Men movies, like some of the good ones. So, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what kind of crack they were doing. I will say this much. As far as the storyline goes, it's a good idea. There's a good idea in there. People who can teleport is always cool. Like you mentioned, he could teleport. That's cool. You could get in a bank and rob it. That's cool. But then just make him a bad guy then, and let's tell a perspective and have a cop chase him. Instead of, this guy's a criminal, and then we're going to have someone worse chase after him. So now we got a bad guy getting chased by a badder guy. And I don't jive with that. Number 2, someone thought it was a good idea. You mentioned it earlier, but I hated it. Someone thought it was a good idea to have this dude freaking, he can't even walk. He teleports from the one side of the kitchen to the fridge instead of walking 4 feet. Then he teleports onto the couch. Then he teleports 1 foot over so he can reach the remote. Instead of just leaning over, he's like, nah, it's too far. Boop. And we teleport to it. Then he doesn't know how to open a door, which, and this is a line of dialogue. He tells Samuel Jackson to leave. He goes to open the door and he has a hard time opening the door. And Samuel Jackson is like, oh, you're doing too much jumping. You don't remember how to open a door. And I nearly turned it off right there. Like, wait a second. You're telling me this guy teleports so much, he doesn't know how to open a door anymore? Like, he just, doors are now too confusing for him. He's like, oh, if I can't teleport past it, I can't open it. It pissed me off so bad. Then this dude, it's shown once, right, with the girl from London. But it's got to be implied. This dude be hooking up with everybody.
Yeah.
And then he sees the girl. Who, by the way, no, I'm going to sound like a jerk here, but Rachel Bilson ain't that hot for him to be like, I've loved you since we were 5 or whatever he says, like 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop. You're hooking up with all these hot chicks. You're rich. Stop with the little bartender girl from Michigan. Get out of here. Then she's like instantly in love, like It's like, this dude been gone for 8 years and now they're just like in love. Like, nope. Yep. We went to middle school. You got bullied like a little punk and then you disappeared, but I still love you. Stop it. Then she gets mad at him because he leaves her at the airport in Rome. Then she's like, take me home. No, I want to go home. After all this crazy stuff, he does. And then she's like, I forgive you. I still love you. Let's teleport some more. Everything about this movie made me mad the whole time. I gave it a one. I want to give it a zero. I gave it a one. Well, okay. Overall, what did you give it?
Okay. So overall, I gave it a 3-4. It's a unique story. I mean, I guess it's a novel, whatever. They didn't use it right. But I gave it a 3 in terms of like, it was, I enjoyed it for what it was. But at the end of everything, is it a good, great movie? No. It's just one of those watchable crap movies that you just put on because it still has some fun elements. I'm not saying it's super horrible, but when you sit back and you start to dissect it, yeah, it's a bad movie. It's a very bad movie, but I enjoyed some of the stuff I did enjoy. But one thing that me and my wife came out with watching this movie is what's the ramifications of jumping? Because he's poofing all over the place. And I'm like, well, it's not like the Flash. The Flash uses so much energy. He has to consume so much food. You know what I mean? Because his metabolism is like through the roof. He has to eat like 10 pies just to be normal. Yeah. Like what happens to him? He's poofing everywhere. And I'm like, he has no flaw, no weakness. He could just continue poofing at will. And I'm like, that to me took me out of the movie because every power has to have a weakness, right? Because if that's the case, then I could just poof all over the place. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go to Afghanistan. Poof. Oh, I'm going to go to Brazil. Poof. I'm going to go to Rocky Rio. Poof. And I'm just like, that's why. Where the Flash could run everywhere. But he knows if I'm going to use X amount of energy, I got to consume all that sucker back. And he has to eat. So I didn't like that in that sense of power. I'm just like, okay, cool. So he could poof, but there's no draw or nothing. And I agree with you. The villains is so weak here. They should have did it like Catch Me If You Can, where it's like a secret branch in the FBI that is under the... this is a phenomenon that's happening and they're trying to find out why or who is stealing all this stuff and how is this person getting from one end of the world at the other end of the world in X amount of time. You understand what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, and then sure. And you can have fun with that too because you can have a quirky group of nerds that are funny, that they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. He went from here, here. And then you got the main guy, like a Tom Hanks character, like, don't claw the guy. Like, he's still a bad guy. But, right. You know, you understand what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could do so much of that. And then you could have the mom under that FBI thing. Like, you know what? She's part of the thing. Like, she knows what's going on, but she can't say nothing. So I do agree with you with that. I gave it a 3. Like I said, I gave it a 3. I thought it was watchable crap at the end of the...
Yeah, for a movie like that to work, you have to have a likable lead. They could be doing bad stuff, like Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can. He's doing criminal activity, but he's you kind of like him. You know what I mean? Like he got charisma. You're like, okay, this guy's bad, but at least he's fun. Hayden Christensen is not have. First of all, you don't have the charisma to pull it off. Jamie Bell did. Remember, he's like playing video games. It was kind of funny. He's like quirky. Yeah. This guy literally just walks around and is rich and does nothing. He has no personality at all. And he just steals. So I'm like, I don't really like him. Now, I gave this movie a 1 and I hated it. And, you know, like I said, I liked it when I was younger. And I agree with you in that this seems like it was meant for a younger audience. And maybe that's why I liked it when it came out. Again, I was 21, you know, I went to the theater. I was like, that movie's pretty good. It looks good. It's well shot. They shot on location at a lot of places. So that was cool. Like they went to London. They went to Michigan. That ain't that great, but they still went there. They shot, you know, like you get the deserts. You get a lot of different locales, which was cool. But at times it feels like that's what they were doing. Like, let's make this movie where we could just go around the world and like film stuff. You know what I mean? It'll be fun. I'm sure it was a blast to make, but it's not a blast to watch for me. I was too many questions, too much bad dialogue, too many corny characters. The girl, Rachel Bilson's horrible in this. Like she's actually bad. Her acting is actually bad in this movie. I could not stand her. She was a TV actress. She was on the OC, if I remember correctly. So she's horrible. Jamie Bell, the best. Samuel Jackson was good. I liked him as the villain in this too. But he's reliable. Like he may be in movies that aren't great, but he's always reliable in them. You know what I mean? And so some of the acting was okay. Some of the direction was okay. The script is where it totally flops for me. And I didn't like the main character, and that sucks when you watch a movie where you have a main guy who's just like, I don't like this guy. Yeah, I gave it a 1. So this was close to a 5 for me, but the action gave it 1 extra point. I have a 6 out of a 25 for my total points. What do you have?
I have a 12.
Not much.
Just 6 more points.
You got doubled my score, but yeah, this is a very flawed. I'm surprised it made $220 million. And you know what? It seemed like they were setting up a sequel with the whole mom thing. Like, oh, I'm going to get you, give you a head start. And then the next movie would have been him running from his mom. And it made the money. But I think the reviews were bad. And they were just like, you know what? Maybe we won't move forward with this.
Well, I mean, I think at the time, Christian Haydenson was a sought after because Return of the Sith came out.
Yeah, it was just for Star Wars. So, I've never seen him in anything that I was like, oh yeah, this guy, he's the guy.
No, I agree. I was just thinking, I think that timeline would fit with this movie. But yeah, I agree with you. I think this could be remade into a way better movie.
The premise is not bad. This script is bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So 6 for me, a 12 for you. This was a bad experience. I haven't done a movie this low in a long time. It's been a while since, and I picked this. This is my own fault. But again, I remember liking it. So I did not know I was going
to
hate it.
So it goes back to the bookstore?
This is going back to the bookstore, baby. This ain't staying in my collection. It was never at the bookstore. I've had this since.
Oh.
It's going to the bookstore for the first time. It's going to be someone else's problem. You watch Jumper. I don't want it. All right. So coming up on the next couple episodes, we got the first movie will be Once Upon a Time in China 3. Cannot wait to watch that. Actually very excited. And then a movie that I liked, and I know you didn't really like on the first view, so we're going to see how this one goes. The last of our one-word movies, and that is Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk. We're going to be doing some Nobody. Keep an eye out for those two episodes coming up.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. We are now on TikTok. You guys can follow Geeks N, the letter N, Flix over on TikTok. You guys can check out our shorts, exclusive reviews, and more. And of course, you guys can take AMG Podcast on the go on any podcast providers you guys listen to. And of course, you guys can follow or subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Action Movie Guys YouTube channel. Like, share, comment, do all that jazz. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.